ಉದಾಹೀತಂ ಛಂದವೀ ವಿವಿಧೈ ಪೃಥಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಪದೈಶ್ಚೈವ ಹೇತು ಮಧ್ವಿ ವಿನಿಶ್ಚಿತ. Yesterday, we are discussing that Khetram, this body, how we enter into different types of body, how it is obtained. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, according to the qualities. Three qualities, three multiplied by three becomes nine, nine multiplied by nine becomes 61. That means, in the lower grades of forms, there are 81 lakhs or 8,100,000. And above that, about 400,000 forms of human beings. So one has to understand, unfortunately, people are so foolish at the present moment that they do not believe in the next life. What is speak of understanding God and Krishna? They have no even the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Basic principle of spiritual knowledge is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am now fallen in this material condition, and therefore, according to my divine desire, I am accepting different types of body and wandering throughout the whole universe. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes in this planet, sometimes in other planet. This has become my unfortunate condition of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan. We are wondering in this cycle of birth and death, and wondering in the universe. In this way, in the process of our wondering, somehow or other, if we become fortunate by association of devotees, by understanding the Vedic knowledge, Jnana Vairagya Vritti, human life is made for achieving knowledge and beloved. Not that to increase the animal propensities even up to the point of death. That is not human life. Human life is made for tapasya, tapu vibham, putrata, jino, suddhita, satya. Unfortunately, the modern civilization does not care for all these things. It is very risky thing. Because mental process is that as you create your mentality, you get next life a single born. Karmana dayunatre jantar deho bhakti. You, in this body, you have to work. Because this material world means one has to work. So, by your karma, if your karma is not adjusted, if you do not work as a human being to be promoted to the qualification of a brahmana, and then surpass the Brahmana qualification and become a Vaishnava, then your life is not perfect. Prati Vibhu Sartha Satim Hi Vishnu. When our aim of life will be to understand our relationship with Vishnu, Prati Vibhu, but we do not know it. We are so much captivated by the external energy Maya that the whole program is how to forget Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. But our real aim of life is to know our relationship with the Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu. Nothing we do is half of the thing, Vishnu, Dura Shaya. We are trying to become happy within this material world. Dura Shaya ji, Bhujira Pramad. Bohi, Bohi means external energy. God has got Parashva Shakti Divinayu Srete. He has got multi energies. All these multi energies have been closely divided into three. The external energy, the internal energy, and the marginal energy. So, we living entities, we are the marginal energy. Marginal is between the two, spiritual energy and material energy. At the present moment, those who are in this material world, we are under the influence of material energy. But we can get out of this material energy by Bhagavad Bhakti. Māmi vajak prapadrante, māyā mītān tarante. By our surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, we can get out of these clashes of external energy and again become under the internal energy. Mahātmānastamān prātva dvaihi prasiti māsita. Now, we are under the influence of Mahamaya. When we put ourselves under the influence of Yogamaya, then we again go back to God. So, this is a great science, and Vedic literature profusely has described this science, how to get out of this clutches of external energy. That is Krishna says in the next verse, Rishivi Bohuda Gitam. Rishi, not ordinary person. Rishi, this is like that. Maharshi, Devarshi, Rajarshi, Rishi, formerly the Brahmanas, there were rishis, and the Kshatriyas also, they were also just like rishis. Therefore they are called Rajas. The spiritual science is not understandable by ordinary men. Just like Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Himam Rajarasayo Vidu. This science was understood by the great Rajas. Just like Maharaj, Vilishti, Rajas, Lord Sri Ramachandra, Rajas, Maharaj Parikshit, Rajas, Maharaj Khasu, Rajas. There are many. They were Rajas. The monarchy was not a chief thing. The king was as good as a rishi. Therefore they are called Rajas. The king used to rule over the citizens on the permission of the great gate sages. They tried to Nara. The devas used to visit Maharaj Vishnu. Only the other kings. So, spiritual science is meant for great personalities, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, not for the Vaishyas and the Shudras. What has to get the quality of Brahmana, Kshatriya? So, Krishna says, therefore, even the Rajas say, oh, Vidu. And then, one is Rishi, great Rishi, great sentient person. One cannot understand the spiritual heart. Therefore, Krishna says, although Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he can personally say anything which is authorized. Still, he is giving reference to the statement of the Rishi. This is the way of the understand. You cannot establish anything dogmatically. In my opinion, it is bad. But you are nonsense. What is your opinion? Even Krishna says, Rishivi Bahuvi. Rishivi. Rishivi Bahuda Adhikam. There are different kinds of Rishi. Gautam Rishi, Sanatana Rishi. They are spoken. Different in India, there are six kinds of philosophy. But they are not recognized. Rishi, just like Bimala Rishi, Narada Rishi, Vyasadeva, Vasita Rishi, Valmiki Rishi, they are recognized. Rishi being Govya. So, there was different philosophical base to understand. Therefore, Bhagavad summarizes that Kakka Pratishtha Sutayu Vibhinya Nasu Rishi just from Vatamana Vibhinya. He is not a Rishi whose opinion is not different. Yeah. You are a Rishi, you have got some different system of philosophy. And if I want to become a Rishi, then I must disagree with you, just like in the modern day this is going on. Therefore, it is said, Naso Rishi Dasya Madhavana Vindya. One cannot become a Rishi unless he gives his personal different opinion. Therefore, Krishna said, Rishi means Bahula Adhika. Then, which one you have to accept? You have to accept that is stated in the Vedic literature. Naso Rishi Dasya Madhavana Vindya. Sukaro Vibhinna. Vedic literature, Sam Jaju Rika Padma. They are different. They are one. But we understand differently. According to our quality of understanding. Otherwise, all Vedic literature aims to understand Krishna. Veda is the Sarvai Ahamayo Vidyam. That is the purpose of Veda. To understand Krishna. After many, many months of studying of Vedic literature in the process of Jnana-marga, when one becomes actually wise, Bhunam Sampanam of Vedic, when he is actually wise, Jnana-marga, Mahanga Prabhupada says, he understands Krishna and surrenders him. That is actually understanding. So, Sandohi Vividhai Pritha. But Sri Krishna Bhagavan is specially referring here is Brahma Sutra Padavishriva. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta. Vedanta Sutra is referring. That is approved. There are different philosophical ways. Paramanu Bhaga. Nidvishesh Bhaga, Samishesh Bhaga, Maya Bhaga, they are all rejected. Simply, Brahma Sutra Pada is Kaiva, Ketu Madhu is Vinishtika. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta. It is called Brahma Sutra because the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiry about Brahma, the absolute truth. That is human life. That's what is called Brahma Sutra. What is Brahma? Adhata Brahma Jinyasa. Dharma is the supreme soul of everything. Brahma Sutra is called Nayaprasthan, Siddhi Prasthan. We have to accept this Prasthan, the process of progress, to understand the absolute truth. So, Brahma Sutra is called Nayaprasthan, by logic, sufficient logic, Brahma Sutra. Krishna says that for Brahma Sutra for the Shriva. We must understand that sattva bhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmanam atmane bhakta sruto grihitaya One can understand the absolute truth. Absolute truth means the Bhava ultimate. Vadanti tattva vidat tattvam. Jyotgyana of the Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. That is paratattva, absolute truth. Which is known by somebody as Brahma, and somebody as Paramatma, and somebody the Supreme Personality of God. The beginners, they understand that the beginners are the unified realization is impersonal Brahma. He, farther advanced, this is the achievement of the Jnani. Those who are speculative on the absolute truth, they can understand the absolute truth in impersonal teacher. And those who are still further advanced, yogi, not only speculating, but they are practicing as well. They are called yogi. Dhyanavastita-dandhateva-munasa pashyanti yam yogino. They are yogi. Yogi means the dhyanavastita, meditation. The mind is absorbed. Always. Tadgatena manasa. Tadgatena means Vishnu gatena. Om tadgat. Tadgatena manasa. By the mind. Absorbed in Vishnu. Understand. Tadgatena manasa. Vastantiram yogina. The Santana Vidu Sura Sudana Divaratmaitama Jagaman Mahavarunanda Buddhastandanti Vibhaisavai Vivai Sangha Pada Upanishadai Gayanti Jantamada. So, yogi is the second stage of self-realization. But ultimate realization is Bhagavan. The Krishna to Bhagavan Sayam. Bhagavan has got many expansions. Nāra Śrīmala Parāha. First expansion is Balarāma, then Sankarsa, Pratyumna, Viruddha, then Nārāyana. Then this is for Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Sambhūta Sāya Vishnu, Kīrūta Sāya Vishnu. In this way, the Vishnu Tattva is expanded. Advaita Sutrayanadi Ananta Rupa Adyam Purana Purusa Navajurupa. So, in this way there are many shastras, many Vedic literature and many explanations. But here Krishna gives a special reference to the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Jnana Vedanta Sutraya means one has to learn very nicely, Vedanta Sutra. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, natural comment on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. భాష్యం బ్రహ్మసూత్రాణ భాగవతం ఇది నేషనల్ కన్వెన్షన్ బికాస్ ది ఆఫర్ దాట్ డే ఆఫ్టర్ కంపైలింగ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర అండర్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ నారద ముని ది గురు దాట్ డే గురు ఇస్ నారద ముని యు ఆర్ నాట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ ఇన్ ఆఫ్టర్ కంపైలింగ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర యు ఆర్ నాట్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ Narada Muni advised him that you should directly describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you will be happy. It is indirect. All the basic details are indirect, direct. Therefore, that they took Vedanta Sutra. And from the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Jagannatha Sutra, he commented on the Vedanta Sutra. Dhammartha Sajata Annaya Sitaratasya Akhimku Pavitya Sarat Tehi Brahma Vita Adi Pavai Vayanti Yatra Suraya in this way. Krishna personally is the Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra's commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we want to understand spiritual truth, everything, then the beginning is Krishna's instruction with Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And if you can understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, perfectly, then you try to study Srimad Bhagavatam. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అమలం పురాణం అమలం పురాణం ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పురాణం పురాణం మీన్స్ సప్లిమెంటరీ బేసిక్ డీటెయిల్స్ దట్ మీన్స్ కంప్లీట్ బికాస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ బేసిక్ లిటరేచర్ ఇస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ బై ది కామన్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ బేసిక్ లిటర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఫర్ కామన్ మ్యాన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వెరీ హై లర్నెడ్ బ్రాహ్మణ క్షత్రియ therefore Purana is there and Mahabharata is there. Mahabharata is meant for Sri Sudra Dvijabandhunan, so he is not Sri Bhuta. Sri woman, Sudra, and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family, but he is not a Brahmin. That is Dvijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. One who is not qualified. Brahmana, Satta Samadama Sitikhajava, Jnanam Vijnanam Asitam Brahma Tanta Svabhava. He simply giving his identification as Brahmana, without any qualification as a Brahmana. He is called Jirabandhu, friend of a Brahmana. That's like a son of a high court judge. He can say, he has got the right, that I am friend of my father, of my son, of high court. That is answer. But you cannot say that you are high court. It is a qualification. Even though you are a son of a high court judge, if you have no qualification, how you can say that I am court judge? But that is going on, especially in India. I have no qualification of a Brahman, but I still I say I am Brahman. It is a matter called Vijayavandhu. Vijayavandhu. You cannot say. Brahma Jana Titi Brahma. If you have got full knowledge of Brahma, then you are Brahma. Jnanam Vijnanam Asritam Brahma Karma Svabhava. And Narada Muni says that this qualification can be acquired by other thoughts. As a son of a Brahman can by bad association disqualify himself. Similarly, a son of a non-Brahmin, he can qualify himself. It is education. It's not that it is monopoly by a certain section. No, that is not the basic intention. Basic intention is identity in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturpannam maya sriṣṭam guna-karma-vibhāgata. Guna-karma. You must have the quality of a Brahman or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. There are four divisions of the society. So, if you have the qualification of a Brahman, Guru, and if you act as a Brahman, then you have no qualification. You don't act as a Brahman. How do you claim yourself as a Brahman? Don't. That is not allowed. This is happening. Narada Muni says, if you are not Kroti Vishesha, that pain, you won't believe this way. Every has that qualification. That is very natural. That is very natural. Just saying that Lakhanam Shah, Parnadi Madhvatam, to attack a which class a man belongs, whether he is a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, there are qualities. Just like one guy is, you know, we understand an engineer by qualities, a medical practitioner by qualities. You don't ask whose son you are, Mr. Engineer. No. If you have got engineer qualifications, you are engineer. Otherwise, how can you be engineer? Similarly, the Sahih of Lakhanam Shah, Parnahi Vanjava, Bhanna, this is Brahmical question. How would you like to say? Sattva-dhamma-dhamma-siddhikāyo sojyam dejam siddhikam palāyam khatri khatriya mahasindrani hiroi he's never go away from fighting. When the khatriya is challenged, I want to fight with you. Yes, come on. That is khatriya. Similarly, Brahma, there is that qualification. So, if such qualification is acquired by somebody else, even though he is not born in that family, Narada Muni says, Tattena Iva Vinipise. If a Brahmana has not acquired the Brahminical qualification, but a Kshatriya qualification or a Vaishya qualification or a Sudra qualification, then according to the quality guru and work, he should be a sadhana. Similarly, others also, they are not coming to say, this is happening. And Prashna therefore refers to Brahma Sutra Padrishtha, Vedumadhi Vedishtha. So, we have to accept the Vedanta Sutra knowledge through Vedanta Sutra. Even Vedanta Sutra says, knowledge means Vedumya. Vedanta Sutra Jnana, that is knowledge. Because it is very reasonably step. Reasonably. Hetu Madhya Vinishtita. So, Krishna gives the authority of Vedanta Sutra. So we should have to accept the authority of Vedanta Sutra and try to understand. But Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we accept Srimad Bhagavatam, Hattari, Bhagavad Gita, and when we are but actually realizing what is realization of Bhagavad Gita? Realization of Bhagavad Gita is to know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is the Aradha Bhagavan, Vrajasatamaya. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhakta-parataram-nānyā kīñcīda-sti-dhananyā. There is no more superior authority than me. If we accept that, that Krishna is the supreme authority, then we are Bhagavad. And if you try to make minus Krishna, or if you want to change the position of Krishna, like the Maharaj, then you become an actor. There is no knowledge of Bhagavad. Bhagavad Gita means to accept Krishna as the supreme personality. And Krishna to demand Sarvadharmān paritrajyamāmintam saranam. That is the authority. When one accepts Krishna as the supreme authority, then he can be, just say, after passing your entrance examination, he can be admitted to the Divine College. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD hospital. People who cannot understand the ABC, what to speak of Brahmi, Bhagavad Gita. They have become so poor. floating egg. Simple thing they cannot understand. Within the position. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to make people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical interpretation. This is our mission. But people will not take that. If we give some class, that Krishna means, you are also Krishna, I am also Krishna. Why Krishna alone shall be God? You are also God, I am also. These things will be very much appreciated. Because we blast. But that blasting may be very pleasing to the demons. But who were actually students of the Bhagavad Gita, they will not accept this blast. So, therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu prasthi jatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhyanam dvishni vetimanam tattva. To understand Krishna is difficult, so. Because Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu. In thousands and thousands of people, one may be interested. But siddhi, what is that siddhi? Siddhi perfection. The perfection is how to get out of this material class. How to stop this limitation of birth, death, old age. That is called siddhi. So, kasti-jatati siddha. Who is interested? They are dying like cash and all. They are accepted. Our death is death. But there is a solution of death. But they are not interested. They are prepared to die like cats and dogs. The human life is meant for making solution of birth, death, old age and disease. But they will not take it. Let us die. You are going to accept next guy as a tree. Never mind. They say like that. I will forget. Or you have to stand up 10,000 years. In one place, that's all right. They have become so dull. This is called political. Mandasa mandamatalu mandamhardas bodhata. Very slow, very bad. Mandana is very bad. Sumandamatayo, I mean, one has got some path or some sex. That is also adulterated, nuisance. Mandamatayo, mandamharda, unfortunate. Even people have no idea what is going to be tomorrow. Actually, these things are coming. Mandu Hadra, most unfortunate, and Upatuta, and all is disturbed by so many natural disturbances, health disturbances, political disturbances. This is the position. So, there is great necessity of pushing on this movement, Krishna consciousness, so that their life may be perfect. Although it is a difficult job, but still we are trying our best. If people take advantage of this movement, then the whole problems of his life will be solved. That is the consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Very good.